love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam, hands-free, from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
What's happening?
What's going on, brother?
Yeah.
What's going on, people? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yeah.
As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, and you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast at Instagram.com.
You can. Please hit the like, subscribe, notifications if you would, please.
Gonna be right there.
Share. Share with all your peoples.
Yeah, let everybody know. Stop hating. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
We out here doing a podcast. We talk about comedy. We talk about current events.
Right? And whatever the hell, because we just go off. Especially this guy. This guy, too, sometimes. I'll tell you what. He does it.
I mean,
It's
a simple recipe, you know. Like, you know, if I pop, you pop.
Right.
Just support. You know, stop. Especially in this area.
Right.
I'm noticing a lot of haters. I mean, if something is good, just say it's good. Don't be like it's high or those guys and this, that, and other. You know, that's just, whatever, man. I support y'all. Support me too.
All the time. I hit likes.
I hit likes, I hit subscribe.
You know what's funny? A lot of times on stuff, I'll be like the first to comment.
I'll be the first to comment. I'll hit the flames. I'll hit laugh. Let's go, home team.
Yeah.
Whenever you see home team, you know that's me.
Home team. I'm like, get them. I'm always saying get them.
Get them good times. You know, I always show support, fire.
Yeah.
I mean, and it don't cost me a thing.
Nothing. Because I'm already scrolling. It just goes like, oop, oop.
Yeah, like, I mean, okay, to be honest with you.
Like.
Is it safe to say we're all addicted to these phones? We're all addicted to these things. 100%. First of all, look, you can see the little air bubbles in my phone. And I don't care. Let me see. I'm going to turn it off. Let me see if I can. I don't know what I'm doing. Nice. All right, so you see that?
Yep.
You see the air bubble right here?
Yep.
And the air bubble right here?
I do.
I don't care. You know why? I did it myself. All right? I did it myself.
Is that the one you ran over?
No, this is a new one.
Oh, okay.
And I put the Tempur-Pedic glass.
Oh, okay.
I did it myself.
And
normally...
Squeezy?
I mean, they have a squeegee. But what I'm saying is, I was afraid, all right? I didn't want me to do it. I would pay a kid or whoever at the store to do it for me. I mean, I'll ask them to do it. They'll do it. But I did this one myself. And, you know, it's a couple of air bubbles. Hold on.
Tell you ain't a millennial.
No, man, I'm not a millennial. Look, one girl was like, all right, so look. Is the air bubble here, air bubble there, air bubble there at the bottom?
There's tons of them. Is it drowning?
Look. I did it myself.
I'm proud of it.
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I did it myself. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it myself. You know, I normally pay somebody to do it, but I did it myself. You heard me?
Save some money.
I mean, they didn't charge me to do it. You know, it's nothing to these young kids. One dude even told me, like, look. He said, look, man, let me tell you.
Your nephew didn't do it?
Nah, let me tell you what he said. He said, man, get a girl to do it, a young girl. They hands are more sturdier or more stable. Get a girl to do it. You won't have no air bubbles.
How sturdy is this?
And I heard that our message received, and I said, you know what? I'm going to do it myself. I said, you know what?
Wait a minute. Get the fuck out.
And get the wait a minute. Every time I do it, it lights up, but I want it to be dark.
Oh no, I see it.
You see the air bubbles?
Yeah, that's hold on. Tilt it. Yep. Back. There you go.
It's air bubbles there, but I did it myself. I did it myself. I can't hear nobody. I did it myself.
Okay. Sorry. Fuck is going. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And it's not cracked. That's good.
Okay, so he said it's not cracked, and the reason why he's saying it because okay, as some of you may or may not know, and in my mind, if you look at me, you know what I do for a living. Okay,
is that what it is?
Like, look at me. Huh? What do I do for a living?
Are you a badass trucker?
You goddamn right. Oh, I'm a badass trucker.
Guess.
And you know what? When you see me, the words bad to the bone should come to your head. Bad to the bone. Ba 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 bad. Alright, so some people know by looking at me that I'm a badass trucker or with a chain wallet, but no. I'm a badass trucker.
Yes, I agree.
And my last phone was ran over by a semi. So basically, I think it was ran over by several tires, you know, because the semi trailer has boom, boom, boom. It was ran over by four sets of tires. Mm, and the truth of the matter is the Tempur-Pedic glass was shattered. The back of the phone was shattered. But this OtterBox saved the day. And it's true.
Oh, because you were able to still use it?
I was able to still use it, still charge it. But because I'm vain.
Oh, you got to get a new one.
I got a new one. But because I'm vain, the back of the phone was all shattered. I had to get a new one. I couldn't rock like that.
Well, yeah, you knew it anyway. You got to scroll.
I mean,
how can you look at TikTok when it's a shattered screen?
Or play my game or look at my videos and like it.
Porn.
Or tell my children I love them.
Yes, that. Never mind.
Or I you know what? Better.
Why did I do that?
He said watch porn. Let me tell you something.
Why would I do that?
Let me tell you something about watching porn. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes.
When you have shattered glass and you watching porn, you might be scrolling through with this finger.
Ouch.
Say if this is your go-to girl.
Your good hand?
This is your go-to girl.
Okay.
You might have shards of glass.
Yeah, you don't want
in your go-to girl.
Getting your pee hole.
You know what? Let me just tell you something. This is my go-to girl. And when I feel like cheating, my go-to girl.
Oh,
I use this hand. You want to cheat on this girl? You use this girl, and it's totally different. You have a different experience.
Gotta sit on it.
You gotta choose.
You gotta sit on it.
You know, because you know some guys use "I love you" as a game. You tell this one you love them, like, I love you. Mm-hmm. And when you use this one, you got to tell this one you love them too.
Of course.
I love you, baby.
It's a different, come here, different emotion.
I love you.
You got to spit on.
Hey, what's going on? Yo, we the Midnight Paco Podcast. Yeah. We in this, boy.
You know how we get down. We did, hey. We just got done doing some comedy tonight.
We did some comedy tonight.
Straight from
doing comedy.
So you already know we're lit. Woo! Good times. Good times. It was a weird night tonight, though, right? Kind of. I don't know.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say it was weird without Pete.
Always, dude. That's always going to be weird, man.
It's going to be weird without Pete.
It's gonna be hard for me to get used to that shit.
Rest in peace, Pete.
Rest in peace, Pete. But I'll tell you what. Shout out to Tony.
Shout out to Tony, his brother. And you know what? Like, to look at Tony is like looking at Pete.
Right.
You know? And to me, Tony Bettercott is my own version of the Iron Sheik. Right. I'm an 80s. Yeah, right. I'm an 80s wrestling fan. Okay. You know, I believed in Hulk Hogan. And when he said, say your prayers and eat your vitamins, I believed in that. And the Iron Sheik, I believe, you know, he was a character you loved to hate. Just like Macho Man Randy Savage. Yeah. You know, you loved him, but you hated him at the same time.
See, he was more, I think he was more towards the end when I didn't care about it. I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, I like Junkyard Dog.
Junkyard Dog is you. That's you.
Well. Of course.
Hillbilly Jim. No, hold on. That was Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah, Hillbilly Jim. Yeah. You are Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
I mean, I shaved my chest. Yeah, didn't he have hairy chest with the overalls?
That was Hillbilly Jim.
Was that Hillbilly
Jim? You get mixed up. You just made a whole new wrestler.
Did I?
Jim McMahon would love you. That racist motherfucker, Jim McMahon. He was so racist.
One, yeah, you're the one that said that. You pointed all that shit out.
He was racist as fuck.
Right?
My beard is dope, though. Look at that shit. Like, the gray.
Not a beard?
My goatee, like the gray on the side. That shit is dope. Look at that shit.
For all the.
I couldn't even did that. That's natural. Look at God. For, you know?
For all
Thank
the.
Thank you, God, for making me look dope
for
naturally.
For all the soul listeners.
Look at that shit.
He has a little goatee. Yeah, a little goatee.
Man, that shit is dope. That look like I did that. That look like I you dyed that. It?
Oh, no. The color.
You know, God did that.
Right?
Look at God.
Hey, man.
Thank you, God.
He does a lot of good things.
You know what? I was upset because initially, when I was a little boy, I planned on looking like Spider-Man's boss.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You know, Spider-Man's boss had gray on the side and the black at the top. That's what I envisioned. But this is dope. I like this. Like the gray on the side and the black in the middle. Man, that shit.
You know what I did as a kid? I envisioned.
Yeah, that's dope. Look at it. That's dope. Look at that.
He's feeling himself.
I'm not. I'm feeling what God did to me.
With his left hand. Yuck.
Thank you, God. Look at that. That's dope. That looked like I did. That looked like I dyed that.
I mean, I didn't, though. Your parents did that.
God did that. Thank you, God, making me look dope on the Midnight Paco Podcast. Look at that.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Look at that. That's dope. All right, I'm done. All right, I'm done.
Are you done? I don't think you're done.
As you finish, as you done.
I think he's on a roll tonight. I like it. I ain't got my lighter.
What?
Suck. Oh, shit. What happened to my mic? The microphone. It ain't even working.
Man, what? What's going on here? Yeah, tap the bottle in. Twist the cap.
Beard's dope. Hey, I'll tell you what, man. Mine's getting a little itchy, but I couldn't shave it because we were filming the last scene of the.
We back on?
Yeah, we back on.
We back on like hot butter on say what? The pop cone.
Twist the bottle in.
Twist the cap.
That one.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I couldn't trim it down because we were filming, so I had to keep it, you know,
luxurious.
I thought my nickname was Hollywood.
Hollywood!
This dude been filming a mopey.
It's a rap.
What time do the mopey start? What time do the mopey start?
Some punker. You're very good at this job.
What time do the mopey start?
I know this. Everyone, go watch Boomerang.
Great movie. What time do the mopey start?
What time did the show start?
The show started half an hour ago.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very good at this job.
I know this. Some punk ass name.
I think, I don't know if they released it out yet. I don't know if this is inside information.
Okay.
In the fall.
Well, the moopy don't start yet. He's in the moopy.
It's in the fall.
He did a moopy. I'm not into moopy.
I'm in the moopy.
He's in the moopy. I'm not into moopy. He's into moopy. I'm not into moopy.
Not into moopy.
He's into moopy. I don't do moopy yet. He not do yet. Moopy. I'm not into moopy yet.
You be working.
I be working.
I see. I got that daytime job. You got that nighttime job.
You know what?
Shit.
I got, like, you know, I must put into my resume. I do comedy.
Bet.
Podcast.
Yep.
I do a little acting. A
little bit. I see some skits.
I've been in a couple of skits.
I've seen them.
I do a little.
A little bit.
A little less. I do a little modeling for Depends.
I've seen those.
I do a little Depends modeling.
I've seen that.
What happened to my wave cap modeling, man? I'll send them to you again.
Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah,
you
yeah,
know what
yeah,
I'm saying? Saying. I do a little modeling.
He sent me the pictures. I just got to refurbish them and, yeah, get them out.
Slipping his pimple.
I'll be busy, dog. We had to reshoot the one. Hey, I'll tell you what. We had to reshoot the one scene, but it worked out good because I knew my lines a lot better. And I knew, like, it wasn't about my lines. It was about what they wanted me to do. Like, because, like, when I showed up to do the scene, it's like, in my head, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to go through and I'm just going to do my lines. But you got to do all the acting, improvising, and do the stuff like that. And it's like, you know, not that. I didn't know that.
Hey, you know what?
It was cool.
Hey, period. Flat out, period. Look.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait till it comes out.
Hey, yo.
I'm in five scenes.
Hey, yo. If you want your podcast to pop.
Pop.
You want your moopy to pop.
Pop.
Just holler at Midnight Paco, yo.
Pop.
That shit'll be like, boom.
Pop.
A shizzle. Marnizza.
I can't wait for the red carpet premiere.
I'll be there.
I know. If you can get the day off.
No, I'm going to take the day off.
I'll keep it posted. You already know when. We got the inside date of when it's coming. I don't know when the
you know what? Let me know when the premiere is. Yeah. If you let me know now.
Well, not. Well, you know when the movie's out, but I don't know when they're going to have
the premiere. I'm going to be there.
You know.
With Drop Dead, like Drop Dead Fred. I'm going to have the tuxedo jacket with tails.
Drop Dead Fred!
I'm going to have my hair up and swooshed to the side.
Tell me you know this scene. I did. Yes, that's it. I hate you. He hits her in the head.
My favorite part of Drop Dead Fred was when he was playing the violin sounding the milk. That was the
That was your best part?
One of my favorites.
One of your favorites.
And when they were like, I guess when he was dressed up and his hair was like
right.
up and swooshed over to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, my favorite to this day is, I did. That's it, I hate you.
Shout out to Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah, if you ain't seen that movie, people, that's a classic,
that's
too.
I did. You know what? We did comedy tonight.
Yes, we did.
And I think you did a great job.
Thank you, sir. You did. Hey. The added stuff you put in there, I like it.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it. We're all trying to work on new shit.
Man, we're working on new shit. Did I mention to you Ooh. Be still, microphone.
Be still, microphone. Did I mention that I already cut the audio out on my shit once. Oops, sorry, people.
I
mentioned
that I put on my tempered glass. You see the bubbles. It's one at right here and right here and right there.
Yep.
But I did that. You know what I'm saying? I did it.
You know what? That's called a callback, people.
I did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put on glass, you know, to phones.
You put them on the glass? Put them on the glass, ladies.
I'm doing it now. You know what I'm saying? You say, you know.
It's not sticking, though.
I mean, you know. It's, hey.
You can tell. It you was know, done by an amateur.
But anyway,
This is a true story.
I went to the phone shop on Superior in Cleveland, Ohio. Get and it. I told the guy, I said, hey, man, I need your help.
I need your help.
He had, like, literally, my dude, I'm going to get the shop. I'm going to send it to you. I do need you to please.
Put it up?
Please.
Okay.
I said, yo, I don't know what I'm doing. Can you please do this for me? He said, you know how I operate. Mm-hmm. My man had like a big ass thing full of wings. Mm-hmm. I said, yo, man, I don't mean to interrupt your lunch, but I need you to do this for me. He said, look, I suck at doing this.
The fuck?
He said, get you a girl. He said, because women's hands are more steadier. They'll do it for you, and it won't be no air bubbles. And I said, thank you. And my man gave me, like, three of them because he knew I was going to fuck it up. And I did.
Was that the first one?
This is the first one.
Well, there you go. You got just roll with that for a while.
I am.
Until you get
I'm annoyed. Proud of this one.
I wouldn't be proud of it.
I am.
I wouldn't.
I'm proud of it.
Don't be.
I'm proud of it because I took my time.
That's a big bubble, though.
It's a big bubble.
What, did you hold that part up? Like, why isn't it
sticking? This is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm thinking.
Hold on.
It had a clean towel. It said, use this one and use the dry towel next. It's 1 and 2. It's labeled 1 and 2.
Okay.
They were both fucking dried out. I use my own alcohol.
Gave you three of them.
I use my own alcohol, but let me tell you what I did, which I think was the difference was, listening to my man, he said have a girl do it.
Yeah.
I went to a young lady at Walmart.
Just a random.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I went to a young lady. She said, no. Keep the otter box on.
No,
hold on. She said, keep the otter box on, and that helps me line it up better. And she did it. It was perfect. So this is what I think I did wrong. I put on the tempered glass and then put the outer box on, and I think the outer box is peeling it up in the corner.
Because it's touching it?
It's touching it and pulling it up. So she had something. She had something.
So why haven't you taken it off and pushed it down?
I took it. I pushed it down as many times as I want. I'm going to use this. I'm proud of this, and it's going to be on here for like 3 or 4 months.
Bam.
Before it cracks. And
it's going to crack? Predicting?
I'm predicting it crack.
You drop it a lot?
A lot.
I drop my phone a lot.
I'm a trucker. Regardless of how I look. Look at me. And even
regardless of how I look. Look at me.
Look at me. I think in my mind, and I realize that this is not true. In my mind, I feel like I'm a badass trucker.
Is DC in the house again?
I know if DC isn't in the house, elbow drop is in the house. Elbow.
Yeah. That's what we're doing in this motherfucker.
So this is what I know. I know for a fact that.
I love tonight.
I need.
Delicate hands.
No, hold on. Otter box.
Oh.
Shout out to Otterbox.
Shout out to them. And why are you? Oh, you're promoting people now. Look at them.
I am.
DC is generous.
No, I'm telling you why, because Otterbox is the truth.
I don't know what mine is, but it works.
No.
It's not
no,
Otterbox. No,
so. And this other shop that I'm going to.
I think Otterbox is too expensive.
That I want you to put up.
Yeah, send me both of them and remind me.
I'm going to. Okay. But look.
If they don't come up, people.
My man that gave me like.
We both failed.
He gave me like three or four tempered glass. He's like, here, man. He said, here. Just don't forget about me.
Okay.
He said, so he wanted a girl is better. Get a girl. And I said, yo, you got a case like Otterbox? He said, look, I'm going to be honest with you. We got cases, but it ain't like Otterbox. Yeah. I said, yo, bro.
I tell you what, he didn't want to be bothered on his lunch break.
No, look. I said, no. All jokes aside, I said, yo, bro, I appreciate you for being honest with me and saying that it ain't like Otterbox. And me personally, you know, I'm not down for like promoting things that ain't supporting us,
okay.
That's not paying us. Otterbox saved my life.
Oh,
100,000 times.
A lot of cases.
On my phone. And I'm willing to say.
Real quick, though. I know you. Go ahead. We'll go ahead. Finish your thought.
Otterbox, the reason why I got this new phone is because, regardless of what you think I look like, I'm a badass trucker. All right?
And he be dropping shit.
When I drop shit,
it gets run over.
Hold on.
By 18 tires.
No, no, on a regular basis, tag Otterbox on this shit. On a regular basis,
tag in Otterbox.
My phone falls out of from my lap onto two stairs, like bing, bang, pop, bam, boom, on the ground. All right, on a regular basis, no damage. This particular time, the last time, it got ran over by. I'm trying not to exaggerate it. One, two, maybe three sets of wheels.
That's a lot of tires.
And only thing was damaged was the back, the camera, the flashlight, the whole back was shattered. The front was shattered, but it was only the Tempur-Pedic
glass. Yeah, glass, okay.
Otterbox did their thing. Tag Otterbox.
Shout out to Otterbox.
Otterbox is the truth. They give you a phone clip case. I will never use that because my stomach is too big for that. Okay, I'll never be one of those guys that clip their phones onto their front because I have a gut and it doesn't work.
It doesn't work that way.
No.
Can I tell you how I heard that story? Mm-hmm. Dude, so you interrupted somebody while they were eating chicken wings, of all things. Great food. But their hands, they're not trying to put glass on. He was like, man, I'm terrible at that. Here, take three of them. Girls are good at that. Bye.
True, but... My man said, just don't
he
forget.
He looked it up, though.
He said, don't forget about me. And I'm used to, like, paying, like, $10 a piece for the Tempur-Pedic glass.
Yeah, them motherfuckers.
He just gave me three of them.
Because he didn't want to be bothered on his lunch break.
You know what? Shout out to him. I'm going to give you the name of that shop.
I'll put him up.
On Superior in Cleveland, Ohio.
Bam. Just don't go on his lunch break. Hey. Actually do, because you're going to get some free stuff.
I wouldn't say that.
No, I'm just kidding. No, he looked it up.
Yeah. Shout out to him.
I'll tell you what, man. Those things are a lifesaver. Outerbox.
No,
Outerbox.
The real Otterbox.
The glass on top.
The glass on top, that, yeah, but shout out to the real Otterbox. I can continue. Look.
Hold on. Mine's not a real Otterbox, and mine's been Otterbox. Saved. And it's a lot cheaper than Otterbox. I got the TJ Maxx of Otterboxes. Yep.
Okay.
It's just not an Otterbox. It was less expensive.
I mean, I hear you, but
I mean, it's been through fucking shit. You see that thing? It's been through so much that the top plastic of my bot is like ready to come off.
I feel you, and that's dope. But what I'm saying is, other than the OtterBox, my beard is fucking dope. but seriously, the OtterBox.
Did God do that?
God did it.
God did that.
I don't have no Juicy Fruit, no TikTok, or nothing in there. This is all natural.
And we don't dye our shit.
You know what I'm saying? I don't dye. Look at this shit.
For all you guys that are just listening, he's got his face all up in the camera.
You know what I'm talking about? You feel me?
DC's on one.
DC is
in the house.
Not really, but
no. I'm just kidding.
It's cool.
No, yeah.
We did some comedy, and you said I feel like you did great.
Thank you, and I like all the added stuff that you put in.
Thank you, sir.
We got a show
coming up, and
I mean, you guys ain't gonna be able to come and watch us, but it's a private. It's kind of cool, though.
It's cool because you know we getting jobs, like jobs. We getting jobs.
Jobs.
Because I'm from Erie and I say jobs, and we get jobs from up top.
I don't say that. I don't speak that way.
You know, my man has an Erie accent, and he doesn't know.
I don't know.
He say up top.
I think I'm I say up top.
You say up top.
I say up top.
And then you say doctor.
Doctor.
No, you know, fuck.
I don't say doctor.
You be like, man, I got.
I have to go to the doctor. I got a doctor's appointment.
You say doctor.
Doc. I don't say doctor.
You do. You be like doctor.
Do I?
You got an Erie accent, man. Just face it. You from fucking Erie?
I know I'm from Erie.
You say doctor.
There's an Erie accent.
You say doctor. You say up top.
I don't say up top.
You do. You like top. Doctor.
I do not speak that way.
You do.
Do I?
Yeah. Erie dude.
I mumble. That's I could be a mumble rapper.
No. I mean, because, you know, basically that's what folks say.
What's up, man?
That's Wefo sign.
Oh.
You speak Wefo sign. I speak Wefo sign.
I know.
Yeah. You speak Wefo sign.
I got so many people like, stop mumbling. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I mumble too.
I said it perfectly clear.
I mumble too. And I'm going to be honest with you. I mumble a lot too. But, yeah. You know, the reason a lot of times people accuse me of being sarcastic. Is that the word?
Sarcastic.
Sarcastic?
Yeah.
Sarcastic?
Yeah.
And it's, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm just trying to not mumble. That's the truth, the honest to God truth. The way I speak, I try to, because I know I have a mumbling problem. Because I be like, shimma slama 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 slama. And they be like, what? I be like, you didn't hear me? I said shimma slama 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 slama. Look.
Well, it sounded clear as day here, dog.
Look, and I finally realized, because I work with a dude from Scotland. He told me, he said, his name was Jim. It's Jim. And he said, Cordell. I said, yeah. He said, shlomo 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 shlomo. I said, Jim, I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you said. He slowed it down. He said, shlomo. My slaw on the slum sneeze slaw my slaw.
Like he said.
I said, I get it now. I get what people be saying that I mumble, because he slowed it down and it still sound like slum my slaw or slum or slum my snaw snaw. And I'm like,
damn.
You slowed it down, I still didn't understand. So that's why a lot of times if you hear me speak and you think I'm being
mumble mouth?
Sarcastic? Sarcastic. There I'm not go. Being sarcastic. I'm just trying not to mumble.
Yeah. I try to enunciate.
This dude mumbles a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
He calls me like, man. He be like, slumma slumma skin skimmy lots and more.
So, yeah, I be y'all chill.
And I'm like, what?
And usually I'm chilling in the bed. Like, I'm good. I'm just sitting here watching TV, chillaxing. You guys don't even understand what I just said right there. But you know.
You don't understand, but this is something that you may understand.
What?
My beard is dope.
Dope.
It's fries. Because I don't cuss a lot. Sometimes, maybe.
We need to put the cameras on before the podcast. We usually have a podcast before the podcast. those ones. Those could be like Patreon. But we probably couldn't air those. We'd be talking.
You trying to say I'd be like Schnummer Slam Boost No Slam?
I mean, it's DC times three. Good times.
DC is trying to come in, but he's not here.
No, he's on the brink.
Not really.
No. Yeah. He's close.
Not really. Not at all.
Hey man,
I made a promise to myself like
never again.
I made a promise long ago.
Never again.
Never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I something about dignity.
Because the greatest
love of all. That boy can sing.
Sexy chocolate.
Woo!
Oh my goodness, he dropped the mic on you motherfuckers. Like, I'll tell you what, that the second one was nowhere near as good as the first.
No, you know, basically, Eddie Murphy, you're the GOAT. Anyway.
You know they're having a Beetlejuice 2 coming out.
Beetlejuice 2? You know what made Coming to America better? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. What would have made Coming to America better? They had Midnight Paco on that bitch.
Well, of course. Hello? With
my beard like this? Come on, man. That shit.
Just like Darnell Rollins, he said, if I don't got no lines and I'm just in the scene, I'm going to do the baddest robot coming up in that bitch because it was in the club.
Or something.
On the Chappelle Show?
Yeah. That's not him doing a robot, though.
No, I'm just saying. Were you cutting through? Ashley Larry.
That wasn't him. Somebody else.
Donald Rollins is Ashley Larry.
I know Donald Rollins is Ashley Larry, but the dude that was
cutting through like that?
That wasn't him.
That wasn't him? Mm,
somebody else.
I don't know.
You think
Is that what it is? Or am I just a pothead? Oh, really? Huh. No, sir. Either way.
So, movie scene, we did comedy. What else?
We got a 100th episode coming up, man.
Man, the 100th episode of the Midnight Paco podcast is coming up. You know what? I'm going to say it right here, right now. Been a pleasure.
Oh, 100%, brother. 2 years in the making.
2 years in the making. You know what? It's been a big journey.
Two plus, actually.
It's two plus. We've been working hard doing the Midnight Paco podcast, and it's been a blast. I appreciate
everybody tuning in for sure, because we ain't got nothing without y'all for 100%. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the listeners out there.
The listeners.
On multiple platforms,
the
man.
The comments.
Everybody
the
out
gifts
there.
We received.
Right?
Who can ask for anything more?
No one.
You know, like the gifts we received, the viewers, the comments, the recognition. You know, here's the truth of the matter. People watch the show from all over the world.
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah, oh, abroad, all over the place, man.
Everybody that watched the show, don't hit the subscribe, don't hit the like.
Right, right.
The people that do, they recognize, they comment.
Right.
Some people send him text messages personally. Some people send me text messages personally.
Yep.
It's all been appreciated.
I've been noticed outside just going places. The fuck? Shout out to everybody out there, yo. And hey, if you see me, say something. If I walk by and I don't hear Midnight Paco.
Midnight Paco podcast.
Come on. Midnight Paco. Or, you the little things. Come on now. I'd love to hear the Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Paco. That's but like I said, that's dope. You know, when you're out there and you don't think nobody's watching or anything, you know.
Stuff like that is inspirational.
Oh, 100%. I can say hi back.
I'm very approachable. He's very approachable. We're very approachable.
Very approachable.
Come say hi. You know, we're out here. You know, same if you see this guy, you saw his movie.
Not yet. It ain't out yet.
Oh, it'll be. It's coming.
It's coming.
Oh, he coming big. He coming big, honey. Honey, he coming big. And if you see me out, come say hi. I'm very approachable. You know, if you recognize me from doing comedy.
I just want to do my comedy. That's good. Hey, man, comedy's made many a pass. You got you doing skits. Stuff you've always liked to do.
I wanted to do skits. I wanted to do movies. Right. Wait a minute. I wanted to do movies.
Right.
I wanted to do skits. I wanted to do...
Voiceovers.
I could do voiceovers because I do voices.
Yeah.
I could do anything you want. Yep. To be honest with you.
So I said, man, it was funny in the beginning because I didn't want no lines. You know what
no
I mean?
Lines. He just wanted to do his comedy.
He just wanted to be in the background. I just wanted to do that, but that opened up doors and was ass and things.
Listen.
So, hey.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Love.
It's a wonderful thing.
Exciting and new. Come aboard.
It's waiting for you.
We're expecting you. The love boat.
Do you remember that shit?
I remember it, and I remember it, and it was dope. I think the love boat was dope, and I think it was dope to be a part of. And shout out to Isaac, the only black dude on the love boat, and he was known for doing this. Shout out to Isaac, whatever the actor's name is.
I don't remember none of the actors. I just remember, you know, the theme song. I remember the intro, kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was always, what time was that on?
I don't know.
Because I'm trying to think of because it was like always on at a certain time.
80s was the spit to me.
Oh, dude.
80s, Love Boat. You can't
get it. Dude, that. You follow everyone on TikTok, follow 80 cartoon intros.
80 cartoon intros. Hang on, love that. Dope.
Right.
Love Boat. All the shows. Knight Rider. Three's Company.
I'm just mostly joint. The cartoons.
Take a step that is new.
Is that what it says? Take a step that is new?
I don't know. Something.
Remember
hers
Alf?
And hers. Alf was like, ha! Yeah, I remember Alf. Alien life form is what Alf stood for.
Oh, yeah, aliens, dog.
Alien life form.
What were you saying to me earlier?
I was saying, Mama say, Mama sa, Mama kusa. Mama say, Mama sa, Mama kusa. What I was saying earlier was, like, FanDuel.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Is taking, like, $20 bets that... If the government is going to admit or not that alien life does exist.
Right. I love FanDuel. But I don't know. Will they admit it exists? I think they're going to admit it exists. But I think they're going to use it as another fucking way to try and control us. Try and put, not us, obviously, because we can't be controlled, dog. We comedians.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to just say this. I'm going to always speak the truth. And what I will say is, anyone out there that wants to, buy my half of the podcast.
What does that even mean? Bye bye.
and a life-changing amount. So, you want me to turn the water what way? You want me to only drink what type of water? Okay. So.
Better be purified.
Spring water, whatever. Blah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Purified. I'm sold. I mean, in my opinion. This is my opinion.
You hear this, people? You see what I'm working with here?
My opinion.
You can't wait to sell out.
My opinion company. Only. This is my opinion only.
It's terrible.
Anybody that's working, right? Anybody that's working, they have a price. Anybody that's working.
$1 billion.
Anybody that's working has a price.
You see that contract for that soccer player?
No.
From Saudi Arabia?
No.
$1 billion.
Excuse me.
He was offered to go play.
And he said what?
I think he's going.
He should.
$1 billion. LeBron James was like, I'll go.
You know what? Shout out to my man. Anybody that watched Euphoria?
I've heard of it. I never watched it. I heard HBO. It was good.
Anybody that watched Euphoria? Shout out to Mouse on Euphoria. All right? This guy, Mouse.
Was that that dude?
He's that dude. He's the scariest villain.
Yeah.
Ever. Shout out to Mouse from Euphoria.
Yeah.
That's my dude. Hey, let's link up. Let's do some work. Let's work. Shout out to Mouse from Euphoria.
Yeah.
Miko.
He had all them tats, right?
Yeah. Shout out to Miko.
Are those not real?
Yes,
they okay, are. Dope. I wanted to be tatted up. Not on my head, though.
Yeah. Shout out to Miko.
Yeah. Yeah, you showed me that scene.
Yeah.
That was a dope-ass scene. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, it's weird because you got to get your mindset into one of those, you know what I mean, in that scene, because that was with that girl in it, right?
Yeah.
That was a hard scene.
Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Shout out to Miko Gattuso. Yo, Miko, if I fucked it up, I'm sorry, yo. Call me, Miko. We'll talk. Yeah. Shout out to you, Miko.
Yeah, that's what's up.
You know what? Miko, Mouse from Euphoria, yo, that guy has been like an example for me, personally, of how to maneuver and operate as a celebrity on social media.
Okay.
Shout out to Miko Gattuso. If I'm messing it up, correct me. Shout out to you, though, man.
Shout out to you, dog. Shout out to you. Yeah.
Tag him on
that. Okay. Yep. Yeah, no, that was a dope scene. Mm-hmm. It's like I said.
In addition to that, he's been doing other projects. Right. Man, he's putting a lot of people on in that New York area. Like, he representing, like, he is from just some observation. He is like how New Yorkers are supposed to be from, like, you know, like you got your Biggies.
Right.
Biggies put on like 3-6 Mafia, Lil' Kim, and made them money.
Mm-hmm.
Puffy made a lot of New Yorkers money. Heavy D made a lot of New Yorkers money. He put them on, like, gave them all jobs.
Right.
Miko is doing that. He's doing that with his production and acting skills. He's like key creating. He's incredible.
That's what's up.
Shout out to Miko.
Yeah, shout out to you, dog.
Mouse from Euphoria. On HBO. If y'all ain't seen Mouse, check him out. Look, I saw, like, I've been watching movies for a long time, and I saw Mouse from Euphoria, and it's like, I knew Mouse. I knew guys like that.
Right.
I knew him. Like, the role that he was playing, I'm like, it's some realness about this character he's playing. Like, I ain't even see the tattoos, just his demeanor.
Right.
How he was talking, how he was acting. I'm like,
right.
I knew that cat. I ain't met him before.
I wonder if roles like that get into people's heads, though.
I don't know.
That's like the with Joker, Heath Ledger.
You know what?
You know what I'm saying?
I think Mouse is, you know, the way I don't want to keep calling you Mouse, because I know that's not your name.
Yeah.
But the way he conducts himself, from what I've seen on social media, how he personally responded to me.
Right.
He's a real,
just
a real person, yeah, that's like,
he able to do it.
He's able to do it, and he understands, like, and he respects creativity. He understands the art.
Right.
He understands, like, being down on the battlefield with people.
Right, right, right.
Like, for real, being on the battlefield with people. And he knows the hustle. He knows what it is. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
Yeah.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Yo, Jay.
Yo!
Where can they find you at, man?
Man, they can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram. On all platforms, I'm sorry.
And they can find me. What about you?
And my website, Justin Fuller Comedy. Just Google Justin Fuller Comedy, people.
If you Google that guy, he comes up.
Bam.
He's a famous person.
Hey, if they Google Cordell Respress.
Me too?
Yeah.
I'm on Google?
You're on Google.
I made it. Hey, Ma.
We made it. We's on Google.
I'm on Google. Yo, you can always find me at the_great_CoreE. On Instagram, or you can find us both on Midnight Paco Podcast. That's the right. Midnight Paco the Podcast. On Instagram.com. Hey y'all, thank y'all for following. Thank y'all so for much. Tuning in.
Please hit the like, subscribe, notifications for you. Get out of here. Peace out.
Bye. You.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.